This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
It's the podcast and Dave is eating Cocoa Pops on Sunday.
Yeah, do me a favor. Turn my mic off because you're not going to enjoy this at all.
Okay. On Sunday?
On Sunday, I was on my way home from work. I was doing a weekend show and I just popped into the shop to get milk for the house. Walked past like kind of a small enough box of Cocoa Pops and I just said, yeah, I think I need a bowl of Cocoa Pops.
I bet you it was like fucking €6 or something.
It was expensive.
Cereal is so dear. Like proper branded cereal is so expensive.
But
overpriced.
The joy that I got. I really enjoyed that bowl of Cocoa Pops. I haven't had Cocoa Pops in such a long time.
Not to be like real like smug or anything, but I never liked sweet cereals.
Really?
No, I didn't like how it made the milk like real sweet. But do you know what I loved? Was the Cocoa Pops cereal bars with the little white chocolate on the bottom.
I wouldn't have been into them at all.
They were lovely.
Would anyone agree that the best breakfast bars were the Special K ones?
I don't even know what they are.
They
David's
were unreal.
His head.
There was little berries in them. Oh, they were so tasty. Do you remember them? No? I know Dave's still eating, so he's trying to talk. But
when did they just...
Frosty's
bars were class.
Frosty bars was good. And I liked the Rice Krispie bars with the yogurt bottom.
Yeah.
The yogurt bun. When did they just make Special K like a red swimsuit?
Yeah.
Shake hands emoji. Why?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It was trying to make everyone, it was like the thing at the time. I don't think they're getting away with it the same way anymore, but it was really trying to sell like if you eat Special K every morning, you will look like this woman in a red swimsuit.
Isn't it so funny? Like what a random like thing to link.
Do you remember
up?
The Philadelphia
and you just don't
Angels?
See those things anymore. Oh,
yeah. The Philadelphia Angels. That was a load of bullshit as well, wasn't it?
What was it? Like you become an angel?
Kind of like, and again, they all have this incredible figure.
And it's fucking cream cheese. Yeah. Like not a chance you're gonna look like them.
Remember the Diet Coke one?
Dave, are you gonna do the podcast or are you just gonna no? That's okay. He said remember the Diet Coke ones.
Don't remember them, no. Maybe you could tell us if you're on mic and not eating.
I think it was like it's 11:30, it's Diet Coke time or something, and this guy would be ripped and he'd take you there we go, Callum knows.
It's the Diet Coke break. There was an advert and it was like, it's time to take a Diet Coke break. And it was like, it was a lot of women in the office and then this guy came in with a Diet Coke and he was ripped and they all swooned around him.
I'm all for cringe songs in ads, like song brands, like the if they're gonna taste great, they're gonna taste great. Like, I think, look, it's cringe, but it's memorable and if it's catchy enough, it'll become pretty iconic.
The best one, the absolute best song in an ad.
I know what you're gonna say.
Smith's Toy Superstore.
Well, I was going to say WiMAX. That's a bit.
WiMAX coming across the nation. WiMAX is the new sensation. WiMAX is the new generation.
Faster, better, cheaper, no line rental free. For more information, see imagine.ie.
Producer Collins out.
I've heard of the NoiX Newman's ones.
What's that?
It's NoiX Newman's. Kitchens, floors, decks and doors. It's a radio jingle.
Oh,
I actually... More times than I care to admit, would sing the WiMAX one in my head a bit.
Yeah, sometimes it'll just be a mantra.
I still can't believe we haven't spoken about the Tongrad and Gillette song yet.
We still
haven't done that on the show.
Is it dead?
Gillette. It's not dead. It's no one's been talking about it.
The best a man can get.
We need that as a single. He's looking good.
It's his best song.
Yeah. What's our idea? On that, are we going to do our own version?
Yeah, we were going to sing different songs for like. We were going to take a brand each
stuff
and create,
that doesn't have jingles like.
Yeah, and create a song for them.
Cool. I think we should, well, I don't know.
But then we also have another idea that Ashlyn gave me this morning, which is very good so for next week. So lots of song-related things to come.
Tell us your idea, Ash.
Will I tell you?
No, this is a secret. I'm sorry.
But we're okay, just question. Are me and Dave going to know about it before it happens?
Oh, yeah. It's a three-prong challenge, you know, the usual.
Oh, great.
And it's going to be a five-day thing, so you've...
But a pre-produced. It won't be live.
Not live.
Gotcha.
Fun.
Enjoyable. I'm excited. Okay, lots to come, as you can hear, on Fully Charged. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the way that wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Ashling.
We got the morning routine.
Good.
morning. Coming up on 4 minutes after seven this Wednesday, the 10th of April. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you on Spin 103.8.
Good morning. How are we? I'm kind of annoyed it's only Wednesday. I'm just putting that out there.
See, it's my Tuesday because I was off on Monday, so I'm delighted.
Yeah, but in a way, it's your... Yeah, well, I suppose it is.
I'm like, woohoo, Wednesday.
Yeah. Now, part of me last night had a bit of a moment of panic. I said, we never prepped for the girly quiz.
See what I mean?
Oh, no.
Real Wednesday vibes off yesterday as a
bad
Tuesday.
Bad feeling.
I told you both, I think you were here, Ash, a few weeks ago, that for the first time in my whole life in Dublin, I feel like a proper local in my local pub.
Yes, you did say that.
So at the time, I told you that when we walked in, they knew our order.
Lovely.
And then came over and asked us what we do for work. And we kind of went from sitting there, you know, sitting up straight in the chair to being very relaxed, like we were in our own sitting room. We were like, sure, we're the locals
here now.
It took up a step further. And you know it's got to be good when Emma herself says, oh, you'll have to mention this in the show tomorrow. This is a whole new level, right? So, same again. Local pub last night, went down to watch the match. New guy, as in... Not new guy. He's been there a while. But not the guy who knew our order last time.
Yeah, yeah.
A different guy
knew our order.
Oh, very good.
Time. Wow.
Then we said, oh, sorry. There's a match. And he was like, oh, there's different screens going on. Would you like to go to your usual and we'll put it on for you there so you can see it?
Oh,
we said, that'd be fab.
I actually got really sad that I don't have anywhere like that.
That gave me goosebumps.
And then, wait till you hear it. A real local, as in I've never not seen this man in said pub.
Mm-hmm.
Without, you know, he's always there.
I'd say he goes
for evening maybe for one or two.
Yeah.
He walks out, ducks his head into us and says, how are you this evening, girls?
Oh, God, this is just...
Even the local lad knows us now. We are so
This is too much.
I know.
You're there too much.
And that's coming from Dave.
That's coming from me. You're really there too much.
Do you know what? That's probably fair as well. It's too tempting when you get someone within walking distance and then you justify what you're having to drink by saying, sure, we're walking it off. We've got a 20 minute walk down and a 20 minute
walk. Summer's only beginning. It's about to get a whole lot worse.
We are so back.
You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling this Wednesday morning till 10 a.m. Kicking off with Benson Boone. Feel good in the morning. I've got. Benson Boone, storming charts worldwide with Beautiful Things. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. If you weren't with us yesterday, you missed the big news.
Oh, huge news.
Big news, baby.
It's incredibly exciting. We announced our brand new golden ticket prize, and this is the prize of dreams.
Yeah, we are talking tickets to the three biggest festivals this summer. You're talking C Sessions.
Talking Longitude, baby.
And come on. We're talking Picnic.
Yeah.
So the prize includes all three festivals.
I presume people know that's Electric Picnic not like, we're sending you on a picnic.
Yeah, yeah. Two of which also have a lineup. One of them does not, but it'll still be good, I'm sure.
I almost think that's better.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't like the lineups on the other two, anybody could.
Honestly, Dave, you could stand up in a field in Strably and play guitar badly and I would still be at Strably every summer. Yeah,
it's kind of irrelevant.
It's just so much crack. So if you want to play the golden ticket this morning for your chance to win all of that, 087 711 103 is our number. Get in touch on WhatsApp. Send us over the word golden for your chance to win this morning. Here at Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Ella Henderson, Rudimental and Alibi on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I mentioned a few minutes ago that I feel like a real local in my local pub now, which is great. And I was there last night and I was there for a very important reason because I was there to support the girls in green, not from my sitting room. I know it doesn't make a huge difference, but we did support some green and we did walk down to cheer the girls on. And it was very disappointing, I have to say, overall. However, I do understand... Of all the groups they could have gotten for these qualifiers, it's a horrible
group. Yeah, it's a tough
group. Are we just like doomed? Or like, I feel like every time Ireland is in any group ever, we're like, group from hell.
Yeah, but there's always two that are really, really tough. And there's two that are like better than us, but not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When you look at like the world rankings, amazing. Even after the World Cup, like we're what, 25th? And then they were up against number two last night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? So who, it was England and France are in our group as well, I think, is it?
Also Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden
so we played
well.
France four nights ago. Again, I know very little about football. I'm not trying to pretend for a second that I do, but even I was like, that's a very quick turnaround to play France like four nights ago in France.
But it's an international break, so they go back to their own Premier League teams after.
Yes.
I mean, so like it's the same with the men's football. Like they take a 2 week break or maybe even a week break or 10 days or something like that, and then they play as much matches as they possibly can, usually probably two or three.
Okay. And then obviously the next game is Sweden as well. But it doesn't look good. I don't know enough about it. But we're not going to the Euros based on the two games, I presume, are we, Dave?
Probably. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
very, very tough.
So we've lost two of two.
We've lost two of two.
Actually, there's more games to be played.
Only one more against Sweden. Just one more against Sweden.
I thought we have four more games to play.
No, why would we have four?
I thought I read that. I'm taking.
Well, you normally in European qualifiers, in the men's game, you play a game home and you play away. So they've only played
four
two games.
More games. But it's
is that what it is?
You obviously play. We have to play England away and France at home.
Okay, well that gives me a little bit more hope. Anyway, but we're 25th, I think. They're like top two and three kind of team. So again, like you said, lousy, a bit kind of doomed.
Not a great start.
So the first whatever 20 minutes or so of the game, we gave away a penalty and then we were down another goal. So 2-0 in like no time at all. And I felt emotions that like. I've never really experienced before from any sport in my life. And I just feel like on the back of the World Cup campaign, the influence they've had over girls across the country.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people kind of care about this team quite a lot. Obviously, I've done a few bits here and there working with the FAI. And I just feel like I owe Dave an apology.
I don't know why, but I'll take it.
Because I've been really mean. About his team and how terrible they've been performing in the last while.
Man U.
Yeah.
Stop calling him Man U.
Man U. When Man U lost 7-0 to Liverpool.
I thought this was an apology.
We did not let that go for a very long time.
Yeah.
And how I felt last night, how irritated, how disappointed, how... I felt, I could only imagine... The levels above that Dave would have been feeling for quite some time, having supported this team since maybe he was a little fella, rather than me just jumping on the bandwagon 2 years ago.
You know? You've discovered a feeling of empathy.
That's it. For sports people. And I just want to say, Dave, in particular, I'm very sorry.
Thank
and kind
you very
of to
much.
Men everywhere, I've always been kind of cruel to. Why'd you care so much? Get over it. I actually take that back.
I care now.
I got a text from Emma last night just after the full-time whistle went, and all it said is, I am in horrible form because of the match and I feel so many emotions. Like, wow, you're already opening up to me here just as I'm getting ready for bed.
I was like, I do think I owe Dave an apology. All I thought about the time that Man United lost 7-0 to Liverpool and we did the Dave loses seven questions guaranteed in a quiz game the next morning. You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Irish music from Lee James on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning. I want to talk about Taylor Swift. Obviously, she has had a lot of boyfriends in the past and I kind of feel quite bad for their current partners.
I haven't thought about that before.
Like their, you know, girlfriends, their wives, because you're just never going to be able to escape from Taylor Swift and the Taylor Swift world. Do you know what I mean? Like, say, for example, you have a crazy ex, right, who keeps popping up. You could move country. You know, you could change your name. You could stop going online.
Change your phone number.
Exactly. None of that matters if your ex is Taylor Swift. Do you know what I mean? Because she's not crazy or anything, but she's going to be there. She's going to be around ever.
You're walking down the street hand in hand in your new relationship and she's there in a billboard.
Billboard, TV, radio, online.
She's probably going to come to your city and everybody's going to talk
about it. They'll probably rename the city Taylor City or
whatever. For the 3 days that she's there,
There's no work conversation that's ever had, at least, or there's no time you go into work at least one day and someone's not talking with Taylor.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone talks about her. And God forbid her and Travis Kelce ever break up. Like, that is, he's going to have a bad time if they ever do.
Dave, that's the most public relationship she's had, isn't
it? It really is.
Like, others were more popped photos when they didn't necessarily want them. You know what I mean?
It's almost a bit too public in a way. I feel like I know so much about their relationship that I don't really need to
He gives me the vibes of someone who's just like, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah.
Especially because she's on tour at the moment. I feel like their relationship would have been a lot more private if she wasn't on tour at the moment.
I get what you mean, but he's also a really big fan of hers, which is really cute. Do you know what I mean? He always has been. And I know some of you thinking, oh, this is a bit dramatic. Like, I'm sure it's actually fine. There's proof that it's tough for Taylor's exes and their exes' current partners, basically. Vic Hope, she's a radio presenter on BBC Radio 1. She's married to Calvin Harris, only quite recently, only in the last couple of years she's married him. He dated Taylor Swift for 15 months between 2015 and 2016.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So like, I was actually thinking about this, 2015, 2016, that's probably when I had my first relationship. Do you know what I mean? And like, you wouldn't really...
Yeah, that's 8 years.
That's 8 years ago. Do you know
nearly 9 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long, long time ago. But if it's Taylor Swift, I mean, you're gonna think every now and again.
You're gonna remember.
You're gonna go, what could have happened there?
Yeah, it's not just Jenny. Like,
exactly.
Down the road.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Vic said, she said on a Radio 1 show that she listens to her husband's ex-girlfriend when he isn't around. So he admitted that she's sensitive to the fact that Calvin and Taylor dated for 15 months between 2015 and 2016. So the second Calvin goes away, she bumps up the volume on the Taylor
hits. No way!
And I'm kind of here for it, to be honest. Like, I wonder, is he sitting there going, you don't have to worry about it. Like, I don't mind listening to her. I wish I collaborated on some of the songs, you know what I mean? Or something like that.
They never collaborated, actually, did they, Calvin?
I don't think they did.
Well, certainly nothing that was a hit anyway.
Calvin has something to say about that.
They did work on something. I need to find what the actual song is, because Taylor worked under a pseudonym on one of his records. I think it's This Is What You Came For. Give me 2 seconds.
Right, but she also worked with John Mayer, I think, on a collaboration, and they started going out afterwards.
Right.
I wonder, does she ever have to, like, introduce her songs on the radio?
Vic Hope.
Like, I mean, she would.
100%.
But she's obviously a fan.
Yeah, here's my husband's ex.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
That's incredible. I never thought about that.
The world in showbiz is small. When you're at that level, even Vic Hope, Calvin, Taylor, they're all after dating each other. You have to just get on with
the pool.
I was correct. This Is What You Came For was Calvin Harris and Rihanna's song, but it was composed by Calvin and Taylor.
Wow.
That's cool, isn't it? Yeah. That is really cool, especially that she dipped into the dance world like that at the time as well.
It's very cool. But speaking of Vic Hope, she said, just a couple of songs to get it out of my system. Then it's done. And I was like, I love that. Taylor Lautner used to date Taylor Swift as well. Him and his wife, who is also called Taylor Lautner, by the way, are massive fans of Taylor. Went to her gig a couple of months ago. They got a photo taken and everything. They're all good.
That's cute.
Which is really, really nice. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas obviously used to be married, not anymore, but even when they were together, Sophie and Taylor were friends, even though Joe Jonas used to go out with Taylor Swift. And she even, like, this was years ago, Sophie Turner rang in her 22nd birthday saying, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. That's and stuff cute. Like that. And now they're, like, really, really good friends.
It gives me the vibe, Taylor Swift gives me the vibe that she'd go out of her way to make sure that any of these people's new partners or partners for years would be like, we're good.
But also, especially after they break up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think as soon as, like, if you were going out with, you know, you used to be going out with Taylor Swift and you're dating someone else and you break up with him, she'll be like, oh, isn't he awful?
Yeah, sure. There was a photo of herself in your one Sophie Turner, recently going out for dinner and stuff, just having a bitch about
it. I think literally the second after the potential divorce came
just
through.
Just imagine Taylor getting
She's a girl's girl.
Yeah,
her assistant to be like, call up Sophie Turner, organise a dinner, pronto.
Organise a bitch. Yeah.
She is, isn't she? She is a girl's girl, and I really like that about her. And I have a feeling that's kind of why she got to be as big as she is.
Yeah, because everybody can see that.
She seems to be a very good person. Yeah. And I think that's really, really cool.
Here we are talking about Taylor Swift again.
No, you wouldn't like want us. Have gone out with her. Sorry if anyone listening has gone out with her.
Can we do 2 weeks of a Taylor Swift ban of the show?
No.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
I don't think
not
it would happening. Be possible, but we can try.
Here's Tate McRae. This is Greedy here at Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This day, next week for fans, she's arriving in Dublin and she's playing the Olympia, the first of two nights. I can just imagine her wandering around Dublin. You remember when Ariana was here, we had the amazing
Ariana
moment. I wonder where she'll find herself and how she'll pass her time on Wednesday. Or
someone
Thursday
needs to
day.
Say, how are you, Tate?
I don't think she's big enough yet to have a yup, Tate.
No.
I don't think she's big enough yet.
She's not as recognisable as Ariana yet. Give her time.
Especially with the lads. Guys. Do you know what I mean? All lads are going to recognise Taylor or Ariana Grande, but they're not going to be in Temple Bar going, yup, Tate McRae. It's not going
to
happen.
If you see her, yup, Tate McRae. Then send it to us. That's Spin.
Prove us wrong.
It spins fully charged. Recharged.
You love on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling all this week, giving you a chance to win with Easy Living Interiors on the show.
Yes, the Easy Living Interiors home event and garden sales on right now in their stores at Sandyford, Liffey Valley, and Gulliver's Retail Park. Big savings on all collections, including sofas, dining, bedroom, and garden accessories. My favourite.
Your favourite, even though you don't really have a garden.
No, it's kind of a pipe dream.
There you go. But every single day on the show, we got €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors, and all you got to do. Play our very easy quiz.
Lizzie's on to give it a go. How are you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
Good, babe. How are you?
Good. Keeping well.
Good. Keeping well.
Good.
Good. What looking after yourself. Are you taking vitamins?
Do you know what? I don't, but I definitely need to.
So do I.
You should. Everyone should take some vitamins. I think they're really, really good for
you. Are you taking vitamins?
I am. I'm on vitamins and I'm on supplements.
What are you on?
I'm on this new supplement called alfalfa. Lizzie, have you ever heard of it?
No.
Lizzie, write that down.
Alfalfa. Just gives me, what's the little rascals
yeah.
vibes.
And then I'm also on vitamin D.
Oh, that's good.
I'm also on probiotics as well.
God almighty.
There you go now, Lizzie.
My body, Lizzie, is a temple.
Oh, yeah.
So go on and get them. All right, see you, Lizzie. Bye.
Lizzie, are you ready to play the very easy quiz?
You know what? I'm actually a bit afraid, but go on.
Babe, don't be.
Promise you, they're
grand.
So simple.
You've got 20 seconds on the clock. We need 5 correct answers. And question one is this, Lizzie. How do you spell the word frog?
F-R-O-G.
Name any colour, Lizzie.
Pink.
There you go.
What month is Christmas in, Lizzie?
December.
Yeah. What noise does a cow make?
Moo.
Name any day of the week?
Tuesday.
Oh, you're dead right, Lizzie! Oh,
she did name the worst day of the week, but we'll accept it as the correct answer.
Nice one, Lizzie. You didn't even need the vitamins.
You know, I was like, thinking of the month, I was like, oh my gosh, what month is it? I was like, actually, how
would you agree with us that we think, and we're saying it, that Tuesday might be the worst day of the week? Thoughts?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. It's anyway, we're at Wednesday now, so no big deal. And you've won yourself a €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living. Well done.
Oh, that's wow, delighted with that. Now, I actually need a new kitchen and table, so that will go towards that.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Good timing, Lizzie. For you. Well done, Izzy.
Happy day. Thanks so much, guys.
See you later. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. If you would like to win with Easy Living Interiors on the show this week, you have a chance to do so tomorrow, same time, same place here at Spin.
Do you think the easy quiz is too easy?
Yes.
Never. Never.
Okay.
Belters only on the way. First, the weekend. This is Take My Breath at Spin.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yeah. Belters only, Jazzy and Make Me Feel Good on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Saw them at the Olympia last week. Again, fantastic.
Do you live in the Olympia?
It's my new sitting room and I'm delighted.
We're going tomorrow to see Mika.
Lads, I'm so excited.
Are you?
Brown, that can be blue.
Is that tomorrow?
I wanted to see Mika since I was like a 12-year-old. Oh, I can't wait.
I'm so excited. Okay, coming up, speaking of big gigs, we want to sort out your entire summer of festivals. On the Golden Ticket, we announced this prize yesterday. To much surprise and delight, it must be said. It's fantastic. Listen up.
Yes, we have tickets to C Sessions happening in Bundoora on 21st to the 23rd of June, and it's camping tickets as well.
Yes, we got your tickets to Longitude, Marley Park, the 29th and 30th of June. You'll see us there.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we're not being scabs. There's just no camping in Marley Park for Longitude.
Yeah, yeah. If there was camping, we'd give it to
we'd
you.
We'd give it to you.
And then, of course, the biggie to round off the summer, 16th to the 18th of August. We want to send you for the weekend camping with a friend to Electric Picnic. All of this is in one prize. It's insane. Do you want to play the Golden Ticket this morning for your chance to win? Message us right now. Golden 087 711 1038. It's on the way next.
It spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Wicca, wicca. Hiya, how are you? 3 minutes after 8, it's Wednesday the 10th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on
What's
Spin.
Up?
Morning. I was flicking through my phone there yesterday and I was flicking through the apps and I was like, oh my God, are you okay? The Duolingo owl.
Yeah.
The little owl that is the app face.
I know what you're
going to
say, yeah.
He looks about 105 on my phone right now. And I want to do a little experiment and it could be a complete fail, but I want to do it now live and see. I think he's like sad and old because I haven't been on the app.
I don't. Is that possible?
And I wonder if I click on the app and open it again, will he be young and fresh again?
Yeah, see, I don't think that's possible. I think they've actually changed the logo.
But he looks decrepit.
Yeah, he looks disheveled, doesn't he?
He looks. I really hope it's like. Like, do you know the way the Nintendogs get filthy and get famished when you haven't looked after them? I hope that they've added it so that his face gets worse. So will I do it?
Go on, click
this could
the
be such
there.
An anti-climax.
The
here,
only
guys.
Thing about it is, and I did see the people on X or Twitter were talking about this during the week that he looks so old.
I can't believe you called it X.
No, I look. Some people have converted. And no, I'm not saying. What I'm saying is I did have that thought going. I wonder, is that particular user who's tweeted this
also
not finished
not
their course
it,
or not been doing their daily tasks?
All right.
So maybe do a quick task there. What language are you trying to learn?
I was learning French.
Right.
Why?
I was brushing up on my French and I went to France last year. Okay. Right, I'm clicking in.
Right.
Duolingo. He's opening. He's blinking.
And is he normal? Is he old?
Welcome back, Aisling. It's so good to see you again. And the little owl has been lying down and he jumps up and he does a big spin and his arms are up in the air. And then I go, let's go.
So passive aggressive.
It's such a salty app, isn't it?
I know, so sassy. Right, so now I'll just go out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see.
And maybe double tap off your screen and clear everything off.
And I'll go out again. And here we go now, guys. No, he's still dead.
Yeah, he's still old as hell.
Okay, interesting. Maybe I'll do a few courses today and see if he wakes
up. Exactly. Come back to us tomorrow and like really give it a lot of your love today.
Yeah.
And learn a few things.
I really hope they've done that.
These are so ageist. Like, he's allowed to get old, okay? He could be a very old bird.
He looks miserable. Yeah, it's not inviting at all.
Yeah. It's like, don't come over here. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more of like, it could be like a PR thing where it's just like, why is he so miserable? I must click on. Oh, I'm behind on my French exam.
Well, consider me teased.
Okay, well,
stick
it works.
Around. We're going to play the golden ticket, but that brand new prize want to send you to a trio of big festivals this summer on Spin. Okay, that's on the way next.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Did you just go on?
Yeah. Well, I said, we'll fill you in everything. And then I just said,
hit the button. Hit the button, and then like 10 seconds later, it was like, on.
Yeah. I thought I heard that in my head. My dream.
You don't get past me with much.
Not at all.
What a pro.
Yeah. Okay, so this time yesterday, we announced some big news. Our next big prize on the golden ticket, okay? It involves not one, not two, but three experiences at three whopper Irish music festivals this summer. We want to get you there, and we just learned actually, because we want to send you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic, all of this in one prize, that the Sea Sessions is on the 21st to the 23rd of June. 3 days camping.
Yeah.
Longitude's the following weekend. So essentially we're trying to break you this summer.
Yeah. We want to see separate the men from the boys in this summer. But it's an unbelievable prize. You would be a very popular person within your friend group. I'm sure lots of treats would be heading your way if you won this.
Yeah, dead right.
Please pick me.
Yeah, and it's great because you can mix it up, bring one friend to one,
exactly.
Bring another friend to another.
Yeah,
another
this friend is more of a Sea Sessions person. This one's person's more of a Longitude person. Yeah, I like that.
Well, out of us now, Dave, out of me and Ashley, who's more of a Sea Sessions Longitude Electric?
Oh, let me see about this now. I would bring, I think, Callum to Longitude just because I don't think we and you are camping people. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Aisling, I'd say Sea Sessions I'd bring you to just because it's the beach and you do give off Donegal vibes.
Well, I'm a bonner.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You are a bonner. And Emma, I know your absolute dream in the world is to get proposed to at Electric Picnic. I'm not going to propose to you at Electric Picnic, but I'd bring it and hopefully marry you off there.
Have I said that before, or do I just give off that vibe?
I think you either said it was the EP or Glasto that you'd love to get proposed to at.
I said Glasto would like to be my honeymoon.
Ah, okay.
But you're close.
There you go.
Listen, if someone's proposing me the EP and then the next summer we have our honeymoon at Glasto, I am perfectly happy with that. Aoife is our first player for this prize. How are you feeling this morning, Aoife?
My nerves are gone.
There is pressure being the first player of a new round of the golden ticket, do you think?
Oh, stop. Yeah, 100%. I got out of the gym, though. I was supposed to go to the gym this morning and I said I better wait.
I've got a prize to win.
How long have you been waiting for the call? I'd say you've been waiting a while, have you?
Oh, yeah, the last hour.
Oh, God, you're very organised.
You've been up and ready to go. I love
ready
that.
Ready to go, hopefully.
All right, good woman, Aoife. We have high hopes for you. Are you a big festival fan?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Tell us, have you been to Sea Sessions, Longitude or Electric Picnic or all before?
No, I've never been to Sea Sessions. I was at EP like 2 years ago.
Okay.
And Longitude down is the road for me, so I'd love to go to that as well.
Grand.
Oh, amazing.
I think Sea Sessions is the kind of like real quirky one in that list.
Yes.
People mightn't have been to in Dublin, but it would be so fun.
It's so much fun. I did it years ago. And one thing, again, I could list several things about Sea Sessions that are epic, but there's no muck because it's just on
it's sand. It's just sand.
No umbrellas needed.
You feel like you're in Miami or something, but you're in Bundoran.
Yeah, I just want to go.
It's so fun.
Right, well, Aoife, let's see if we can get you there. This is Emma Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yep.
How many seconds go on the clock, Aoife?
25.
And how many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it. I'm bringing that back.
Oh.
Guess the five songs in artists in 25 seconds and you win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different tune. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. You want to swap it? Shout the word, swap.
When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Aoife?
Yeah.
Happy
sounds
days.
Sounds good.
Where are you from, by the way?
Dunleary in Dublin.
Aoife from Dunleary. Very nice. You got 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck. Song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
No other name for you. Even though they call you by another, you were always mine.
My G. Ever since the first day you were here, you were always
mine. Stop the clock. Yeah.
Don't need to overthink it. My G, Ed Sheeran and H, you knew it. We took 10 seconds to get that one there, so we have 15 seconds left. 4 songs to go, but you have your swap as well.
You absolutely do. Let's go for song 2. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You're going to use your
You're
going
to swap it out. All right, let's do it. I wonder, is it time for a new swap sound, seeing as it's a new game?
I didn't know what was going on there.
We could fight for a new sound. The song you missed there was Kygo and Ava Max, Whatever. Okay, we've swapped it out, and we're back to actually 15.8 seconds left. Cool. So the guts of 16 seconds.
Not bad. Let's go for a brand new song too. Aoife plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Tyler Water.
Stop the clock.
Well done. Nicely done. All right. We got that in 4 seconds. So we're back in business. We have 11 seconds to go and 3 songs remaining.
Really, really good, Aoife. I don't know if I would have got Tyler Water that quick. So you're doing well. Let's go for song 3. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
We've been stuck in the silence. Ella Henderson.
No.
The other one. That was a tough one, Aoife. You're absolutely okay on that one. That was a really, really tough one.
I don't think so, lads. We've been hammering that for weeks.
Do you think? I think it's just the start of it.
Again, I don't mean that in a negative way towards
Sounds
you.
Sounds pretty negative, to be honest, Emma.
I just mean
I haven't a clue.
I don't think that's an unfair one.
I'm going
to
say something controversial. Becky Hill, not the most recognisable voice, because often Becky Hill comes up and people guess every other female singer under the sun.
Becky.
So that was Becky Hill.
Yeah.
Sonny Federa, Never Be Alone. I would forgive you for saying Ella Henderson there.
Absolutely.
It's confusing at the moment.
It wasn't to be, but I hope you managed to get to any of these 3 festivals on your own at some point, and we'll hopefully see you there.
Thanks so much, guys.
See
have a good day.
Have a great day.
At least you got out of the gym.
Yeah. Silver linings.
See you, pet.
Bye.
All right, we crack on tomorrow. 087-711-103. The word golden. Get that over to us. That makes you officially registered for your chance to win this incredible prize. It's Spin.
Yeah, take it off us tomorrow and watch the bosses freak out. Yeah. That'd be really funny.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This morning we want you to tell us about your holiday romances. Get your stories over to us on WhatsApp 087-711-1038. We love your voice notes on this as well. Cast your mind back. Did you have a fling with an Italian stallion? Did you meet a girl from Crumlin? In Tourmalinos, perhaps. Did your heart break? Who was the one who ended it? 087-711-1038. Your holiday romance stories. It's getting into summer. Mm. And I want to kick off by telling you about a holiday romance that kind of blossomed among my friend and her motorbike driver while we were in Vietnam last week.
Okay, so when you say your friend, you are actually talking about your friend. This is not like, ask him for a friend.
No, it actually is my friend. And it was an unrequited love because my friend had a boyfriend. But my God, did this lad graft.
Oh.
So I did mention this yesterday on the show. We did this kind of like 3-day excursion in the mountains in North Vietnam. It was unreal. And we were driving around on motorbikes for like 8 hours a day, and each one of us was paired up with an easy rider, which is like a local Vietnamese man who drove the bike, and we sat in the back.
Yeah,
quite an intimate position.
Very.
Like straddling a man that you don't know on a bike.
For 8 hours a day for 3 days.
Exactly.
And then obviously all staying in the same accommodation area, probably socialising together in the evening and the back and beyonds.
Yeah, so when... And this man has your life in his hands, literally. So when this man takes a liking to you, it can get a little bit awkward, as it did for my friend. This lad was obsessed with my friend, okay? She's very gorgeous, so it was an easy sell for him. So it kind of started off with them always kind of being at the back of the group. Like they would always arrive at each destination like 5 minutes later, because like he'd always be trying to chat to her when she was putting on her helmet and her elbow pads and stuff. So we would always be kind of like, she's very safe.
Oh my God.
And it was always, she was like, yeah, you just be chatting to me there. Then she'd be late because randomly he would stop at like a nice point and take her phone and take a selfie of the two of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This fella's a king.
Yeah. Another time he stopped. He pulled over to the side of the road, handed her a Tippex pen and asked her to write her name on his helmet.
No.
So that was why she was late that time. And then when we, the moment that we really knew he was into her was that night. We kind of had a bit of a night with a few drinks and whatever. And he sat down beside her and he typed a message into Google Translate. And the message said, "Have you loved before, my dear friend?"
Oh, no.
Say that again.
"Have you loved before, my dear friend?"
Oh. Everything in my body just turned.
Remember, that's Google Translate as well. So
I know.
Maybe it's like, do you have a fella or what's the story?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But you like, never know. But yeah. it was quite Shakespearean, quite poetic. She then has to straddle him again the next morning. Yeah. Legs around.
Is she not going, like, does anyone else want to take me?
Yeah,
no.
Like, she was kind of freaked. But he was also kind of funny, like, and sweet, whatever.
Was he good looking?
Yeah, he was cute.
Okay.
He blonde tips. A lot of them had blonde tips.
Did he?
Yeah, must be the style over there.
Okay, a surfer boy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was that kind of style. He then pulled over the next day after asking the Google Translate message and gave her his bracelet.
Oh, the poor lad.
I know. He was trying absolutely every angle.
Yeah. Fair play. Yeah.
And then the last attempt was we had finished up on the tour and that evening he followed her on Instagram and he sent her a DM of a photo. Do you know that you have to click into the photo?
Oh,
she was
God.
Like, "Girls, he's after me, sending me a photo." We're like,
It's like a one view photo. It's not like a photo in the chat.
Just one view. We're like, "Oh my God, this is going to be really, really bad."
No.
Like,
oh,
are we all thinking the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, six girls gathered around the phone, right, looking down. A screenshot of a picture of a rose. He was a charmer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was a charmer. So that was the big holiday romance that happened on my girls' trip.
See, I feel like if that happened to you, Emma, you'd be hook, line and sinker.
I think you would have fallen for this guy.
Oh,
he was a little cutie.
I would have been gone at the put, "Will you write your name at Tippex?"
I know, he tried everything. He was very smooth.
Bless him.
Yeah, so we want to know about your holiday romance for the ages. 087-711-1038. We'd love your WhatsApp voice notes in on this as well.
We've all been there, whether you were 14 or 45.
Yes. Successful or not successful.
So special.
You're like,
about
listen,
them.
I'm going to have to move to Spain.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yeah, well, when I was 14, you know, I've mentioned before, a family living in a little village in Spain, Murcia. So I go to the same place every year. And I was literally 14, but it was one of those holidays with my parents that I was allowed to bring a friend. So we kind of had a bit of independence in the afternoon.
Bit of banter.
Bit of flirting was going on the beach with the local lads. You know yourself.
Ah, okay.
And I fell in love.
Did you?
With a young man by the name of
Raúl.
Ankel. Which means angel.
Oh, of course.
And I listened on the way, when I got back to Ireland, my song was Shaggy Angel over and over again. My friends would sometimes sing, "Girl, you're my Ankel. You're my darling Ankel."
I don't think it was Angel Di Maria or
something. Were you devastated when you had to leave him?
Oh, absolutely gutted. I kissed him 4 times in the holiday and it was a really big deal. Yeah.
That is huge.
It was
quite a lot.
4 times in one trip.
And does he live there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you see him?
Oh, I've gone back in the past as a grown adult and been like, "Hello, Ankel." And I don't
know. Hola, Ankel.
Hola, Ankel.
¿Cómo estás?
¿Qué tal? Don't fancy Ankel anymore.
Do you not?
No. But when I was 14...
He didn't have a glow up, did he not?
He was doing a mullet long before they were cool, I noticed. So I was not sure that's for me, Ankel. When I was 19, he wasn't for me anymore.
All right.
But that's okay. I moved on to a guy called Carlos. Colin, you had a really successful holiday romance, did you?
I did, yeah. I went over to Ibiza and ended up meeting my wife. She was staying in the same hotel as me. And we just hit it off. And then kind of did long distance for 2 years. I'm from Indiana.
Oh my God. Oh, wow. Sorry, you don't sound American at all.
No,
Colin.
You sound Irish.
And my boyfriend's also from Indiana. What a coinky dink.
So you traveled from America to Ibiza and your now wife was Irish.
Yes. Yeah, she's from Swords.
And you guys partied hard in Ibiza for how long?
For a week.
And what happened next?
We did long distance for 2 years. I was kind of coming back and forth because I Irish dance. I was doing some of the shows. And then 2014, I came over to do some shows and then just never left.
Wow. Oh my God, Colin, I need to set you up with my boyfriend, Alex. You could be great friends.
Yeah, you could be. But you know what? When Colin said, "I met my wife in Ibiza," I was like, "Oh, was she following you? Like, was she..." You know, like, I was like, "Oh, he's met his now wife in Ibiza, not before." Yeah.
I bumped into your wife.
And how long ago was that, Colin, that fateful trip?
2012.
Wow.
September.
12 years.
Yeah.
And what's happening in your world now? There's a little one on the way, I believe.
My daughter will be 2 in June, and then we have another one on the way due in November.
As well. Amazing.
Happy days. Well done,
amazing.
Colin.
Congratulations. So that's much. A great story.
Cheers, thank you.
See you, Colin.
Bye-bye. I do think if you could survive together in Ibiza for 4 days in the sun and the messing and the late nights, it's probably going to work out.
My parents met on holiday as well. I just realised this.
Did they?
Well. Yeah, they met in Portugal.
Oh my God, you are the product
I am the product of a holiday romance.
Lemme, tell us about your holiday romance.
It was gas. So I was 14 at that point. I mean, myself and my family went to Egypt.
Oh, wow.
And he met me for the first time, told me he loved me, literally straight out.
Standard.
And gave me gifts and roses. And then at one point as well, one of the days, I came out of the apartment block that I was living in, and he was there just on top of a car boot singing to me in Arabic.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, and you're 14 with your family.
Well, he's actually my far distance cousin as well.
He's your far distance cousin?
Yep.
How did you find him in Egypt? Did he know this?
Were you going on a family trip?
Yeah, family trip. He knows I'm his cousin, and he still tends to...
That didn't stop him. Okay.
Listen, whatever you're into, sir.
It's giving me the vibes of, you know, in like those teenage kind of rom-coms set in America where the lad shows up in the car with the...
Yeah, the boombox.
The boombox sitting on the...
That is gas.
Yeah, pretty much.
But tell me this, Lemmy, did you get with him?
No, God.
Oh, my God. I was
you
so close.
Your cousin in
I
Egypt.
Was just wondering. I was like, the way this is going, I didn't know if she was going to be like, and now we're married. I don't know what was going to happen.
No. We go home. We had a woman on this morning. So shifted our cousin in Egypt.
Thanks, Lammy.
Thanks, Lammy. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Talk to you later.
Oh, these are too good.
I was very nervous
coming.
There.
How scary. Touch and go. No shifting your cousin, but we do want to know about your holiday romances. 087-711-1038.
Shift your cousin in Egypt.
We don't judge.
No. Whatever you're into.
We don't judge on the
Maybe
radio.
Maybe we should a little bit.
087-711-1038. Get in touch.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We're brightening up a dull morning and we're chatting about holiday romances on the show. And we'd love to hear yours, 087-711-1038. Dave, you just strike me as a man who would seduce a Spanish lady.
I actually...
That's very high praise, I think.
I feel like they would be charmed by Dave.
Well, you see, this is interesting because I do have a holiday romance when I went on holidays as a kid, right? But I also was a holiday romance for someone. Someone
sorry,
who came.
You were the holiday romance?
I was
romance.
The holiday romance
of someone who was here.
Someone who came to Ireland, yeah.
I forget that that's possible. That's so weird.
So I went to college in Dundalk, right? And one of my mates who I went to college with had a friend who lived in Spain. She was coming over to visit the friend. And so she came over and we just hit it off and we were chatting away the whole time. And then I invited her to the college Halloween ball.
Oh, so right? You're in college.
Yeah, I was in college. Obviously, she wasn't in the college or anything, but I was like, do you want to come to the Halloween ball with me? I'll get you a ticket. And so we were like, yeah, maybe we'll do this. And she never showed up.
What?
Yeah, she didn't. And I was like, what happened? I said to her next day, I said, Elena, why you no show?
Por qué?
Por qué?
Por qué no?
And she said, and it broke my heart, and she said, because I thought you'd be with all your friends and I'd be there on my own.
Oh, Elena, so you don't know our day. She would have looked after you.
I would have done. So she went back to Madrid and she was just like, I was just like, so when are you coming back over? She was like, oh, I'm going to see next time I can come over. And then she texted me back. She was like, it won't be for another like 3 months. And I was like, I'm not waiting. I'm just, I'll see you later, boy. So I couldn't be doing that.
Did you kiss her?
Yeah,
for a little kiss.
Yeah, I had a little kiss. Yeah, had a little kiss. Not at the Halloween ball, though. I think if she'd have gone to the Halloween ball, I would have definitely talked to her for.
Maybe she was afraid to see what costume you'd wear.
Yeah, an ick. Yeah. But I do have another one, right, where I went on holidays as like, I think I was maybe 10 or something like that, to Lanzarote, and I met a girl, and I still remember her name.
You can't talk about romance as a 10-year-old.
No, I'm telling you, right. So this girl, I think, was 11. At the time.
Oh my God.
I was 10.
An older woman.
But she was from Finglas. She was from Finglas. And her name, I still remember her name. I remember what we did.
Oh my God. Hello.
Oh my
listening.
God. Please be listening.
Her name was Antonia. And she went by Tony.
Oh.
And she was from Finglas. And what we used to do together was go into her apartment and freeze cans of Coke and put them in the freezer and then take them out and have them on hot days. And she gave me a bracelet that I still have to this day.
She gave me a bracelet, and it's a Nike sponsored bracelet. It's just a little kind of like, it's kind of like a little, also a friendship bracelet or whatever, and has the Nike logo. And she's like, "Here, that's for you."
It's definitely fake.
I was like, "Thanks."
And so you were 10 and 11. So yeah. Did you just hug her?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we still have a photo. We have a photo together.
I think my parents have it.
Is she on the mantelpiece?
She's not on the mantelpiece, but she's somewhere. She's in the attic.
No,
stop. The photo is in the attic.
Antonia's in the attic.
Been looking for her for 12 years.
If you're missing an Antonia.
No, stop it. What is going on, Callum?
Okay, we've just had a revelation.
I swear to God, if you're about to say what I think
tell
you're about
your story.
To say.
Okay, tell your story about the girl who you was your summer romance
date. Just start again. We just told the story a second ago.
I think I was 8, 9, 10 years old. I was in Lanzarote with my family. I met a girl. I think she was from Finglas. Her name was Antonia. She went by Tony. And we had a little romance. She gave me a bracelet with the Nike logo on it. And I still have the bracelet to this day.
Okay. I don't think the dates add up here. Okay. I've just got literally just got an SMS in. No one SMSs the radio
Not
station
even a
anymore.
WhatsApp.
It's an SMS.
She's off the grid.
Antonia here from Finglas that goes by Tony. I wonder if it was me. I'm 22 now. I don't think the timelines
no,
add up.
Definitely not.
Because then she would have been about 4.
Yeah, she would have been. Yeah, no, not
and
a chance.
You were saying that you were 10 and
I
she
think
was
she
11.
Been, I think she might have been older than me. Yeah, I think she was like 11.
So if you're an Antonia, I think she's probably...
I love how this girl has lived her own life and is like, it could be me.
did
you meet a boy and freeze cans of Coke with him?
Yeah. Did you have the experience? I'm putting money out there that Antonia's probably gone to Australia by now.
Probably, yeah.
But let's just say, if your name is Antonia, goes by the name of Tony, you are a year older than Dave, so you're 28.
Yeah.
Are you sure on these facts?
And you're from
a long time
Finglas
ago.
Or Finglas adjacent, because Dave might have that wrong too. If you even know somebody from that area
like
with that name.
I
think it's very, very easy. Did you go to Lanzarote, meet a boy and give him a Nike bracelet?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Or
maybe I'm just really sad that I remember.
But people might know an Antonia from that kind of area of North
Dublin.
It goes
by Tony as well. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Unique enough.
Although she did when she was 11.
Antonia's fellas listen going, I'm going to kill him.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up.
Rise and shine.
Good morning. It is a miserable Wednesday morning, but don't worry. It's due to clear up and be a bit balmier later today. We're looking around 15 degrees.
Balmy is right, 15 degrees.
I, in fact, saw it going up to 17 degrees.
I was freezing last night going to bed as well.
Were you?
Really, really not nice. It was 7 degrees and I was like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. No, much warmer today and I think that rain is due to jog on. You are with Emma, David, Ashling on Spin. Ran up to the canteen there to make a cup of tea. And as I was just kind of stirring the tea bag in my tea, I just thought... God help anyone in this office who tries to do a nice thing, because it just won't work.
Oh, why?
People are too sarcastic around here. People are too cutthroat. Obviously, I'm a bit late to the party on this. There's a clear glass, and there was loads of baby chicks, like fake Easter chicks in the glass, right?
Up in the kitchen.
That's full strange. To the top. I hadn't really noticed this until now. And loads and loads of them. So at the moment, there's like, say, 25% of the glass left of chicks. And there's a little note on it saying, someone trying to do a little Easter hunt. Like, aww, someone's really thoughtful. There are 36 little chicks scattered around the office. Can you find them all? And someone picked up that sticky note, wrote under it, no. I have work to do. Was that you?
Dave is blushing. Something's up.
So I got a message a couple of days ago, right, from a girl called Orla. Orla, you know Orla, works in traffic. And she said, are you in at all over the weekend? I said, yeah. And she says, okay, I'm hiding little chicks and eggs around the office, but I only really know the fifth floor. I've left some for you. Could you dot them around the fourth floor for me? And I said, yeah, no problem. And then I did that, and I dotted around some eggs. And then a couple of days later, I said to my housemate, Ben, who works on the third floor, I said, oh yeah, I was dotting eggs and little chicks around. He's like, was that you? I was really annoyed at that. And I was like, what? And he's like, no one liked that.
I was like, what do you mean?
He was like, oh, what were you doing that for? This is stupid. I was like, it was a bit of crack. It was a bit of fun. And now there's a... De- a deposit scheme, return deposit scheme, basically. Return your chick.
To the cup.
To the cup. I'm fuming. I thought it was a really nice thing.
I think that's a great thing. You don't get your 15 cent, though, when you return the chick,
no,
do you?
Not, just get... No.
Poor Orla. So you think it was Ben who said, no, I've work to do?
It's absolutely 100% Ben.
It probably wasn't all. It's 6 minutes after nine. You are on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, this might be a little bit silly, but I am actually really excited to tell you about this. Maybe this is something that I'll tell you that you'll be like, eh, I knew that. But I find this really, really interesting. I found a list of popular phrases that we say in 21st century life as Gen Z and millennials. So some of which we know the origins from and some we don't, but I found them, so don't worry. However, I believe, like, in a few years that we'll have some of these sayings so much, we'll have said these, some of these sayings so much that the
so
origins...
Normalized.
Yeah, the origins will be completely lost on us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, for example, a minor inconvenience happens and you say, this is my 13th reason. Very, very famously from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I'm out. I do not know that.
Do you not know that saying? No.
So
it would be a main thing online as well as like, this is my 13th reason. And it's like a thread is coming out of your hoodie or something
and
like
it's,
that.
And what is it from, sorry?
It's from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's almost like, you know, where we say, we definitely used to say that before 13 Reasons Why. It's like, no, we didn't. It's
you
a very,
did.
Very online thing. It's
okay.
It's on Twitter. It's kind of, as I was saying, it's kind of like Mandela effect of, no, we definitely said that before 13 Reasons Why. We didn't. That's what actually became popular. And speaking of which, Mandela effect is kind of another one as well. We used to say that because people thought Nelson Mandela died in prison. He didn't. That is the Mandela effect that people always talk about online. Bucket list. We all know what a bucket list
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know
it's
that
obviously
one.
When you write down things that you want to do before you die, it's term comes from the term to kick the bucket, right, which became popular from the movie The Bucket List with your man Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, so it's not even that long.
No, it's only came out like I think 2009 or 2007.
That gives me Mandela effect because I'm so convinced that we've been saying I have a bucket list for my life since forever.
See, that's the thing people think it is. There was a saying of kick the bucket.
Okay, I was going to say that's definitely old.
But it wasn't popular. It became popular from the movie.
And the bucket list came from the movie. That's crazy.
There was a TikTok that went viral a couple... This is a new one, by the way. A TikTok that went viral a couple of months back where people were talking about the Roman Empire and asking lads how often you think about the Roman Empire. And lads were like, oh yeah, all the time.
And it's weird because everyone was shocked by this being like, you and like a lot... So many men came out and said they think about it so much that it was weird. We were like, oh, okay, that's weird. I don't really think about that.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of become a thing where if you think about something a lot, it's your Roman Empire.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it could be absolutely anything. But
oh,
it's like,
literally, oh, Louis Walsh and how he was going to deal with the hassle when he came out of Big Brother was my...
Your Roman Empire.
But I think about it so much.
I think in a couple of years, people are going to be saying, no, we always said that. We always said that was our Roman Empire. We didn't. It came from just a TikTok. And I think that's incredible. This is a weird one now, but have you ever heard this game?
Fogies.
Did you ever hear that? Did you ever hear
bogies?
Bogies, yeah.
No.
It's something we used to play in school where it was like, did you ever hear about this? No? So it's something, maybe it's a big thing in lads' schools, but you used to play this and you'd say the word bogies very, very loud. And the next person had to say it even louder, and the person who got in trouble lost.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's such a fun game.
But
that
it came. So you'd play it in like libraries, or you'd play it in school, or you'd play it in like shopping centres, somewhere where you weren't supposed to be like wild or whatever. And it came from Dick and Dom in the Bungalow. Did you ever watch that?
Dick and Dom.
In the Bungalow.
No, I was thinking of Bill and Ben, the flower pot men.
I have never
heard of them.
What is that?
Bill and Callum Ben knows them.
The flower pot men.
Interesting. Other examples that you may not know, a Debbie Downer comes from an SNL skit, apparently.
Really? Debbie Downer is a good one.
Only a couple of years ago. A pick me girl. Everyone knows what a pick
Debbie
me girl
Downer
is.
Debbie Downer has to be around for 30 years or else I'm so confused. But
apparently not. A pick me girl comes from Grey's Anatomy. Apparently the original
pick me
is Meredith Grey.
Yeah, I remember that.
There you go. And this one blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I told Callum about it this morning, and apparently he already knew about it. What is it when you're a fan of someone, you're a...
Stan.
Where does that come from?
Eminem.
Oh. Eminem.
Yes.
Stan. It comes from when he had a song out called Stan, which was a stalker and a fan. A stalker fan. And it called Stan.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that it meant stalker fan.
That's why we say Stan.
Wow.
I just thought that was so interesting.
Stan like is used now so positively, not stalker fan wise, being like, I stan
them. Yeah. I stan Taylor.
It's like a verb now.
Fan.
It's everything.
Yeah, totally. That was very good, Dave. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
English lessons with Dave. Bring him back soon.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
On yesterday's show, I was telling you that over the weekend I was with my little niece. She's only about to turn 5 and she was fascinated by a scar on my baby finger. And it just reminded me of when I was younger. I mean, my friend Ursula were out on our bikes and we didn't have a care in the world, or we didn't have any fear, obviously, when you're 7 or 8 yeah. and you're on your bikes. Let's go down this hill as fast as we can and just try not to hit that brick wall, you know?
Yeah.
En route.
You're the one that's at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah. Blocks off the whole end of the hill.
That we're really likely to crash into. My brakes failed on my little bicycle and off I went into a fence, and the handlebar was between my little finger and the top of the fence, so it took a lot of skin off, and as a result I've got a scar. And I was asking you on yesterday's show, we were all interested to know, how did you get your scar?
Incorrect. I was not interested. I did not want to know.
I think you did at the start, and then the stories got gory and gory, and we gradually lost Dave.
I just couldn't do it. Every call I felt like I was like,
Yeah, it's certain words that really that I struggle with. When you said skin, that's when it
made me. Skin. Yeah, or tore, or the word slice.
Okay. If you are squeamish, bear in mind, I presume we're going to get more of the same as we did yesterday. Other people like me love this stuff. Kaylee has been on to us.
My dad has a big scar down his left arm, like right on his, from his wrist down to near his elbow, because he was a butcher many, many moons ago.
Oh, no.
And he was gutting a fish and the knife slipped and cut down his arm. I suppose it was way before I was born, so he's probably lucky to be alive. I don't know the extent of it, but it's a big, huge looking scar.
Wow.
That's insane.
Do you remember in our class as a teenager, what was that called? Printing. When you
lino printing. Lino.
Oh,
printing.
My God.
I think I have a scar from a lino
print. I do. Look, that's my lino scar. See that little thing there?
That's so funny. Do you remember?
They were lino cutters.
Do you remember? Do you have to lino in school?
Did you put them on the radiator to soften them up?
Yeah.
And then no matter what, you'd go flying into something fleshy.
And you weren't allowed to do it in towards you. Do you remember that? You weren't allowed, you were supposed to go outwards all the time.
You should be wearing like padded gloves, you know.
It was shocking, wasn't it?
Was.
I wonder if there's still a thing now, or was that like in our day?
We were
carrying weapons around in the art room. Lisa is standing by. Lisa, how did you get your scar? What's your scar story?
So my first scar is in the middle of my head when I was 3. You know the way like you have like a patio door, but it has like the step over it? So I tripped over that and walloped my head.
Ooh.
I know. And it was a birthday party and my mum's like, ring an ambulance. And then my auntie and uncle were like, no, she'll be grand. Gave me my glass of wine and that was fine.
Aunties and uncles are great for that. Calming it all down.
Yeah, I was on my cousin's lap for the whole time. I still have that scar to this day. And then the second scar is playing kiss chasing with the boys on the street.
Kiss chasing?
And
kiss chasing.
What's kiss chasing?
Yeah, like,
when you're trying to kiss each other.
7 or 8.
No way.
One of the boys obviously tried to come up and kiss me, and I ran into my friend's house and she had like glass patio doors.
Oh. You and patio doors, glass, man.
Glass doors, sorry, like on our kitchen.
Oh, right.
But like when I leaned back on it, my hand was behind it. And like it dropped and sliced half my finger.
Oh. So both of these scars are very Harry Potter-esque then as well, yeah?
Yeah, image of Harry Potter with one of my head. And then I looked like, I was like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, you know, when she was holding her finger up.
Yeah. I'd say no one was trying to kiss you after that, Lisa.
No, I was like, I'm not playing.
Have you learned the dangers of glass since?
Yeah, I'm just like, stay away.
Thanks so much for that, Pet. Talk to you later.
See you, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye. John was also in touch.
I have scars on my hand and my 2 legs from falling into a plastic floor when I was a teenager. Wow. I have a scar on my head from getting hit with a bottle of wine, an empty bottle of wine when I was a kid, a teenager as well.
Wow.
None of these are my fault now, except for this one. I slipped on a tree stump thinking I was killed down the Matrix, and landed on the tree stump, and I have a scar on my shin. I have a scar on the inside of my arm from I used to work at making picture frames, and I opened up the picture frame the wrong way, and I pulled it apart, and the little clip holding the frame together slipped right up my arm. It's about 3 inches, and I opened my arm up like a can of tuna.
No.
It was horrible. I have plenty of war wound scars all over my body, but to be fair, you can't actually see many of them. You see a tiny scar on my nose from getting broken in a football match. You can see a tiny scar on my forehead from the door being opened from the opposite side. I was trying to get into a playground and they pushed the door open and it hit me head, and my head hit the wall, and a little scar, little scars everywhere.
He's like Mr. Magoo.
His hand's in bits.
I love that, John.
Oh, that's so funny.
Dave was nearly getting sick.
Honestly, I can't deal with this bloody thing.
I have a scar on my nose.
Do you know what?
No, it was opened like a can of tuna for me.
The worst part for me is the way they kind of talk. The way when people talk about their scars, they talk about it and they're going, and then this happened, and then I'm like, no. And then they say it, and then they go, slice. I'm like, yeah.
All right, well, fair play. And I think, honestly, we could talk about your scars for the whole week on the show every day, and we'd still have people talking.
I think we'd start to lose people then.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's just gone 9:30, and we'd love to sort you with a €200 voucher, all with thanks to Movember this week.
Yeah, we're helping you get to know your nuts, because testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys, but highly curable when caught early. So the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month, and if something really doesn't feel right, please visit a doctor, because every nut is unique, so get to know yours.
Yeah, if you want more info, you can visit nutsandbolts.movember.com. And now we want to give you the chance to win a €200 one for all voucher. Dave's getting his ball bag out.
I am indeed.
It always feels so wrong to say that.
I'm getting my balls out of my ball bag. And Emma, what I'd like to do is close your eyes, because I'm going to take
it. It's my turn again to touch your balls.
It's your turn to touch my balls.
Yeah, I'm tapped out for today. I had enough balls.
So Emma, eyes closed, please, and thank you very much. Right, so I'm going to just kind of give you a few little clues as to what it is first.
Yes, Dave has produced a ball from his ball bag.
So I'm going to bounce it.
Okay.
That's how a bounce of Dave's balls sounds.
I'm going to bounce it on the floor. So it's a good bounce.
It's a bounce that sounds familiar.
It is.
Mm. You know?
It is.
I haven't even touched the ball yet, and I kind of get the vibe. Just bearing in mind, you have to guess what kind of a ball this is for your chance to win this one for all of us.
You may hit this ball with something.
Right.
That's a good clue I could give you. So I'm going to hand it over to you.
Okay.
My ball bag. I'm going to reach into my ball bag there.
Oh, God.
Pull out my ball and see what's in there.
So while Emma is describing the feel of the ball, you send over what type of sports ball you think it is to 0877 111038, and you could win yourself a €200 one for all voucher.
Dave, I thought you said you used a bit of Veet.
look how smug she is after saying that.
The ball is gone.
Oh,
she's dropped the ball, what did you feel?
This ball is very hairy.
Arm out.
Kind of soft, not leathery. It fits inside my palm neatly enough. I can just about touch my index finger and my thumb. Then there's a bit of a space. It's fun to bounce, I'll say. Not as hard as the slitter we had the other day. And what else could I possibly say about it, guys?
Would you say it's kind of almost the same size as a slitter?
Very much the same size. It fits into the hands the exact same one as the ball you gave me the other day, Dave.
I'm surprised that you can't see the colour of the ball with your eyes closed, because it's a very bright
ball. Yeah, I mean, do you know what it reminds me of?
Do you know when you're sunbathing and your eyes are closed on the beach, but you can still, through your eyelids, kind of see the brightness? If I hold this close up to my face, I can kind of see brightness as
and
well.
And Emma, answer me this. Are you 30, love?
Very good.
Callum has given.
I've never got a stood round of applause.
Standing ovation. That was very good. Very good.
So, what type of sports ball is that today? 087-711-103. Get your guesses over. Your chance to win that €200 one for all voucher. All with thanks to Movember on this morning.
Sports ball.
Lauren is standing by. Where are you this morning?
Donaghy.
And it's, is it lashing up there as well? It is.
It's lashing, yeah.
Ugh,
are you from Donaghy, Lauren?
No, I'm from Skerries.
Oh, very nice. Lovely part
Skerries.
Of Dublin.
You only went to Skerries recently for the first time. I was like, you should go to Skerries, and I gave you a little walking tour of Skerries.
You did. That was 2 years ago now, dude.
Two years
ago. I know. Time flies.
Oh my God,
along the harbour.
Are you a sea swimmer, Lauren?
Can swim, but I go in for a little bit.
Okay, that's grand.
You're a dipper.
A dipper. Are you a skinny dipper, Lauren?
Yeah, a skinny dipper.
Oh, no. Right, I've been feeling Dave's ball this morning, Lauren, for my sins. Yeah. I told you it was a bit hairy.
We said this is what the bounce sounded like. What do you think, Lauren?
Tennis ball.
You're thinking a tennis ball. Okay, well, we did say it was kind of bright as well, almost like you're sunbathing and you can see the sun through.
We said it's fuzzy as well. You are absolutely correct, Lauren.
Well done, Lauren. It is a tennis ball indeed.
You have won yourself a €200 one for all voucher, all with thanks to Movember.
Yay, unreal.
And happy days.
And again, it's not part of the T's and C's, but tell all the men in your life to check themselves, won't you?
I will, don't worry.
Nice one, Lauren. That's all we ask. Thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
So that was a tennis ball, right? But not only is it's not just any tennis ball. This tennis ball that you held in your hands was played at Wimbledon.
Wow.
It could have been, because you can, when you go to Wimbledon, which I did last year, the balls all get collected that were played in matches and sold. So
So you have no idea. This could have been Djokovic's ball. Could have been Nadal's. Could have been Alcaraz's.
Are you serious?
But it also could have been the under 14s. Do you know what I mean?
yeah,
was played at Wimbledon and I bought it for a euro.
And you brought it in for us to
show. Yeah, no, this is mine. It's back on my mantelpiece.
That about is that Dave's ball.
That's mine.
Dave's hairy ball. Okay, another chance to get to Women's Movember on tomorrow's show.
Yesterday I went to it was the day I was very, very nervous about it. I was going to get acupuncture for the very first time.
Acupuncture?
Yeah.
Ooh, scary.
I know, because I've been a little bit unwell a lot recently, yeah. Just on random times, you know what I mean? So I was like, well, I better go get something done. So I sorted this out. I had to go over to Stony Batter. This lovely woman named Mary, and her sister also works in the shop. Her name was Paddy. And she was having the best crack ever because they have a dog called Jasper. I learned all about their business. And she was like, doesn't Jasper have a very hard life? He has to go out there and hunt for food every day. And oh God, he's so many problems. Well, Jasper's there with his belly up to me while I rub his belly, and he's just having the best time.
Then you were nervous ahead of it because you were like, all these needles in my face.
Yeah, so I went back in, and then she was just like, all right, so tell me about everything, tell me about your lifestyle. So I was like, this, and she was like, Grant, we won't stick with needles today. Your body is so perfect, I could never ever puncture.
Yeah, good one.
With
go
needles.
On.
She said, no, we'll do that in 2 weeks. Here, just take a load of supplements and stuff like that. So yeah, it was grand.
Like vitamins and all?
Yeah, vitamins and stuff like that. So she gave me vitamins, and I have to go back to her in 2 weeks.
Sorry now. What did she give you?
Vitamins and supplements.
Right, I'm just going to come.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
You got these yesterday?
Yes.
And when's the first time you took them? Today?
Yes.
So at 7:30 this morning, we were chatting to someone on the show who was on to play a game with us, who said that she's having a wellness morning, and you said, oh, make sure to get your probiotics and your into it.
And you mansplained all the vitamins in the world to her, and you're only taking the one bloody day.
You made out to us that you've been at this for months. Well, your body is a temple.
Lads, I feel very healthy. My body
day
is a temple
one
of
chancer.
Doom.
You're on spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.